and welcome to Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's delve right into the action. We want to review why the Eagles are 0-2 at this point and look ahead to a big game this Sunday against the New York Jets. And help me do so, I welcome in Josh Pannell from Birds 24/7 and Brandon Lee Gowton from Bleeding Green Nation. Gentlemen, and Josh, I'll start with you on this one. What is the biggest surprise of the 0-2 start in your estimation?
Well, to me, the surprise isn't just the offensive line as a whole struggling, but it's Jason Kelce specifically. Because there were question marks coming into the year with Alan Barber at left guard and Andrew Gardner at right guard. You knew there might be some chemistry or communication issues, especially in the beginning. But Kelce, he hasn't had a strong first two games, particularly against Dallas in the run. And he's a guy who has been one of the best centers in the NFL, Pro Bowler last year. So to me, his struggle so far has been the biggest.
Hey, Josh,
surprise.
Offensive line. Brandon, what about you?
Really, offense as a whole. You know, Josh talked about Jason Kelce, but even Jason Peters kind of not top form. You know, obviously the guards are a little bit of a concern. Running backs maybe not seeing the hole all the time. Wide receivers dropping passes. Sam Bradford not looking his sharpest. It's really just a culmination of all the issues on offense together. That's really a surprise for me.
All right, Brandon, as a follow-up, a bigger red flag in your estimation, is it the performance of Sam Bradford through two games or the rushing attack that was much ballyhooed with the three-headed monster not able to get on track early on?
I would say the rushing attack easily because I think everything is built around the rushing attack in this offense, especially I think the running game really makes or breaks this Eagles team, and the fact that they haven't been able to get going on the ground, only 70 yards and 33 carries so far, definitely a big concern.
Josh, agree or disagree?
I completely agree with that. And the big thing for me is it's not just the running game is the foundation of the offense, but I think the passing attack is just easier to fix. I mean, some of the issues, the timing issues, the wide receivers running the wrong routes, that type of stuff is easier to fix than the offensive line just not blocking well. And DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, Darren Sproles don't really have huge holes to run through, so that's definitely the biggest.
All right, let's flip over to the defensive side of the football. Struggled, obviously, against Atlanta, allowing Julio Jones to let loose. Much better performance against Dallas. Is that a silver lining in your estimation that the defense was able to step up and take charge here?
Yeah, that was, one of the biggest surprises in Sunday's game. The defense, especially the defensive line, they made the Cowboys offensive line that rightfully gets a lot of praise look almost average. Benny Logan, Fletcher Cox, Cedric Thornton had a really good game. Even when the Cowboys ran unbalanced formations and put two tight ends to the same side to run the ball, they weren't able to get movement, and that allowed the linebackers to scrape over and make the tackle because the defensive line just consumed the blocks.
Brandon, do you think that the defense is going to have to kind of carry things here a little bit as the offense gels and kind of gets its feet wet?
Absolutely. I think, you look at this offense and they're even struggling to get a first down right now. I think the defense has to pick up the slack, and they did against Dallas. And I think, I've been really impressed with the safety play. You look at Malcolm Jenkins. That's a guy who's really stepped up here. Had a couple of those dropped interceptions in week one, but he's in position in coverage, and he's making good tackles, especially near the line of scrimmage. I've been really impressed with him.
All right, this Sunday, the Eagles take on the New York Jets, and you figured when the schedule first came out, this would be an easy win. Jets are 2-0 after dominating the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football. Brandon, do you think the Eagles can get their season back on track against a team that's proving better thus far than to be what was expected?
It's going to be a tough challenge because the Jets do look good. I think, it all comes back to that running game. If they get that running game going, yeah, they have a chance. But, until I see it, it's going to be hard to believe.
Josh, what do you think? Eagles, Jets, do you think the Eagles can get in the win column for the first time this season?
I don't think so. It's going to be really tough against that Jets defense. I anticipate the Eagles defense having another good game against Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Jets offense, but I just don't think the Eagles will be able to get the run game going, as has been the case the last 2 weeks.
Certainly a very tough front. Leonard Williams, Muhammad Wilkerson, definitely going to be a matchup to watch up front. And it seems like Ryan Fitzpatrick, a quarterback, the Eagles face him every year. Last year it was the Texans, this year it's with the Jets. But that's going to do it for this edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Brandon Lee Gowton and Josh Pannell, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us. Make sure you stay tuned for more right here on Eagles 360.